episode 943, A Beautiful You.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy every day. This is your day of hope, filled with wonderment and inspiration and encouragement to do what God has created in you to do. It's time to rise and shine. Close the shutters on the negative and say, you know what? It's a beautiful you. That's what we're chatting about today. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Also, if you want to subscribe to the brand new Create Your Now TV. We've got something coming up. It is around the corner. We are probably less than weeks away. I kid you not. It is so exciting. I'm scared to death also. But that's also in the show note. Click on the link, Create Your Now TV. You'll want to subscribe so you don't miss anything. You want the inside scoop, right? And that's why you're here. So how's your week going so far? We're kind of through the halfway point, and maybe you're feeling on fire. Maybe you're like, you know what? Nothing is impossible. This is awesome. And you're just like shouting from the rooftops. And maybe some of you are like, ugh, no, you just don't understand. It's chaotic. It's starting school. I don't want to do anything. Well, you know what? Beauty is in the eye of the beholder, and all I see is a beautiful you. It doesn't matter what's happening around you. You need to know that you are beautiful. A beautiful you created in God's image. That should make you smile. Imagine what he would say looking into the mirror every morning. A beautiful me. Well, that is exactly what he says about you. It's a beautiful you. I mean, he's like, yeah, this is my child. I mean, seriously, when you hold your child or even another child, do you stare at that child and say, oh my gosh, you are so ugly? No, we don't say that, but we do that when we get older and we look in the mirror. Man, what happened to you? Looks like you got beat up. Oh, you got that pimple there? I know, TMI, I get it, but let's be real. That's why you're here, right? So you can be real. You don't have to put on this facade. You don't have to wake up with this mask on your face going, huh, I've got to act this way and walk this way and talk this way. No, you got to be you. You that matters. A beautiful you. With school starting, heavier traffic, earlier mornings, you need to know that you are beautiful. Don't let your heart be heavy. Ephesians 2:10 says this, for we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. That should warm you inside and out. That should give you like that tingly feeling going, wow, that's what I, you know, when I think about this passion in me, this dream that I have, and it won't go away. And no matter how chaotic my life gets, I somehow find myself coming back to this point in my life, this dream, this recurring thought. God has prepared for you in advance, for you to do good works. Your schedule doesn't define who you are. Just because you're busy doesn't make you worthy. Fussing in the closet, saying you have nothing to wear, doesn't represent your beauty. It has nothing to do with your outfit or even your pocketbook. Your beauty should not come from outward adornment, such as elaborate hairstyles and the wearing of gold jewelry or fine clothes. Rather, it should be that of your inner self, the unfading beauty of gentle and a quiet spirit, which is of great worth in God's sight. That's what it says in the Bible. 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 3 and 4. Your beauty is the inner self, the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit. Now, I don't know about you, but sometimes I'm not gentle and quiet all the time. I may be a little boisterous. Oh, yes, I get excited and I let people know. And I get frustrated and I let people know. But in all of that is a beautiful you. Rise and shine. Look at the beauty God created. A smile only you can wear with such sparkle. Bright eyes that extends love to a stranger. The walk of confidence you possess when you enter the room. The voice of an angel comforting a broken heart. You, fearfully and wonderfully made, a beautiful you. How much do you love you? How do you feel about yourself today? Did you wake up feeling renewed and refreshed for a brand new day? Well, you should, because in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16, it says, "Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day." Regardless of what you see in the mirror, it's what God is doing within you that matters. He renews you every single day. Why do you think sleep's important? God does his handiwork then. He's already figuring out what tomorrow is going to bring for you today. He knows it. He's constructing it. But you got to be willing. You got to be open to be a beautiful you. So wipe that frown off your face, because I'm telling you, it's not doing you any good. It really isn't. Turn that frown upside down so you can see a beautiful you. A beautiful you that God has fearfully and wonderfully made. Let God do the heavy lifting in your life. Keep the faith and be a beautiful you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.